to gloat, but it's, you know, it's satisfying. I was a lousy student at school, and that to me is the, because the teachers would always look at me and say, you know, you ain't gonna, you're a wise guy, and you ain't gonna amount to anything. You think you're gonna finish college? No, you think you're gonna get a job? You think you're gonna get a, you know, it just makes me feel so good, because I had some really, I mean, I'll be honest with you, I had some, I don't envy you going to school now, because I hated most of my teachers' guts with a living passion. I hated their stinking, sniveling guts. And whenever I, you know, the stories I tell on the air, occasionally when I was in, like, creative writing class, I'd submit those kind of stories. And they'd always come back with this red ink written all over them. Really, keep your humor out of the bathroom. You think you're funny. This is not funny. Oh, this is C-, you know? Well, where are those teachers now? Where are they? Where are they with their hotshot ideas and ideals, huh? They ain't on Foxhall Road. I don't see any of them in my neighborhood. I don't see any of them driving big cars. They're all in these beat-up old Volkswagen Beetles with I Love New York bumper stickers, and teachers are people, too. Bumper stickers, they make me want to puke. I went by one of the teachers' houses. I happened to know where she lived because I was on the newspaper. And we all had to go over there occasionally and submit articles, and she hated my guts, this woman. She hated the very air I breathed, and I hated her just as much. And I wanted to go by in my long stretch limo with my driver and pictures of my yacht and my home to show this sleazebag. I drove by there, but she wasn't home. She wasn't home, so I had to content myself by running over her dog.